This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Disney-owned Lucasfilm says it's parting ways with writer-director Colin Trevorrow on episode 9 of the saga, citing different visions for the project. That follows the departure earlier this summer of Phil Lord and Christopher Miller of Lego Movie fame for an upcoming Han Solo spinoff. Again, creative differences. But really, how creative can you get when you're dealing with one of the world's most closely controlled and obsessed over brands? Marketplace's Amy Scott is on it.
Talk about pressure.
I'm not afraid.
Star Wars is one of the highest grossing franchises of all time.
You will be.
Disney analyst Tuna Amobi with CFRA Research says the last installment of the main saga, The Force Awakens, made north of $2 billion at the box office.
You know, expectations are so high now that any misstep could really cost the company very dearly.
The stakes are even higher after the worst summer for movies in a decade. Jason Squire is editor of the Movie Business Book and teaches film at USC. He says studios are nervous about franchise fatigue after big-budget sequels like Pirates of the Caribbean and Transformers disappointed.
The worldwide audience did not respond with the enthusiasm necessary or expected. And so this adds more pressure to the decision.
Directing an established movie brand like Star Wars or Marvel can be confining. Chris Hansen teaches film and digital media at Baylor University. Rather than an auteur with a distinct vision, he says Disney wants someone who can shepherd the brand.
I feel like Star Wars films have what you might call a house style, and they want somebody to work creatively within that, and they want to push that a little bit, but they still have to stay within that house style.
Plenty of people would be happy to do that. After Disney fired Phil Lord and Christopher Miller from the Han Solo movie, the legendary Ron Howard stepped in.
I hope you know what you're doing.
I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.